Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, June 26, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of business and corporate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Stonegate updates coverage on Ensilica PLC, NC, mid-year update 1H 2025. Stonegate Capital Partners updates their coverage on Ensilica PLC during the mid-year of 1H25. Ensilica PLC continued to build on its strategic initiatives and market strengths, achieving significant milestones in automotive, industrial, healthcare, and satellite connectivity applications for mixed-signal ASICs. The global ASIC market is projected to reach $25 billion by 2030, and ENSI is well-positioned to capitalize on this growth. The company reported revenue, adjusted EBITDA, and net income of $2 million and $1.2 million respectively for 1H25. Despite a temporary setback due to customer delays, ENSI's outlook remains positive, with expected revenues of £19 million to £20 million for FY25 and £33 million to £35 million for FY26. ENSI has demonstrated strong momentum with a memorandum of understanding with a major European satellite operator and releases two chips for sampling into the satellite broadband market.
Network news breaks. Brera Holdings PLC, BREA, sees 245% surge in Juve Stabia valuation following promotion playoff run. Brera Holdings PLC, a company focused on global football club ownership, saw a 245% surge in the valuation of its portfolio club SS Juve Stabia in Italy's Serie B for the 2024-25 season. The club's value rose to $32 million following a successful on-field performance and promotion playoff run. Brera acquired a 52% stake in Juve Stabia on June 20, 2025, after receiving FIGC approval. Executive Chairman Daniel McClory attributed the growth to Brera's operational and player development strategy.
Investor news breaks. Blue Sky AI Inc., BSA, taps IBN to lead communication strategy for modular AI data center push. Blue Sky AI Inc., a developer of modular GPU-centric data center infrastructure, has engaged IBN to lead its corporate communications. Blue Sky's scalable SkyMod data centers are optimized for AI workloads, offering rapid deployment, advanced cooling, and compatibility with renewable energy. As AI demand surges across North America, Blue Sky aims to fill a key infrastructure gap with fast, cost-effective compute capacity. IBN will drive outreach through its extensive investor network and media platforms.
Neurosense inches closer to pharma partnership as Canadian regulatory progress turns heads. Neurosense Therapeutics has completed a key pre-submission meeting with Health Canada for its ALS drug PrimeC, potentially paving the way for fast-track approval in Canada. The positive outcome could also advance negotiations for a partnership with a global pharma player. With strong Phase 2B data and the potential for $100 to $150 million in revenue from the Canadian market alone, this milestone could be a catalyst for regulatory progress and investor interest. Neurosense may be on the brink of a significant development in its ALS drug journey, attracting attention from the market and potentially setting the stage for accelerated approval and a major partnership.
Rock breaks. ES Gold Corp. OTCQF closes $3.6 million private placement to advance Montauban project. ES Gold Corp., listed on the CSE EU and on the OTCQB as EASEF, has successfully closed a private placement, raising $3.6 million to advance the Montauban project. The financing, oversubscribed and backed by strategic investors, will support mill circuit construction, mobilization at the project, and general working capital. Each unit issued includes a common share and a warrant exercisable at $0.91 for 18 months. The company also issued finder's warrants and paid finder's fees. ES Gold Corp is a fully permitted pre-production resource company focused on clean mining and exploration innovation with projects in Quebec. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided URL.
Royalty Management Holding Corporation regains full compliance with NASDAQ listing standards. Royalty Management Holding Corporation has regained full compliance with NASDAQ listing standards after completing its annual shareholder meeting, as detailed in the Form 8K filed with the SEC on June 26, 2025. The NASDAQ confirmed compliance with Listing Rules 5620, closing the matter. CEO Thomas Sov expressed gratitude to NASDAQ for their cooperation. Royalty Management focuses on acquiring and developing high-value assets to benefit shareholders and communities. Forward-looking statements in this press release should be considered in the context of SEC filings. For more information, visit www.royaltymgmtcorp.com.
Q1, renewables, fraction of the EU's energy mix reduces YOY. The European Commission has reported a slight decrease in the fraction of energy from renewable sources in the EU, dropping to 42.5% in Q1 2025 from Q1 2024. Despite reductions in wind and hydro energy, solar energy production saw a 14.1 terawatt-hour increase. This shift presents market opportunities for companies like Solar Bank Corp, NASDAQ SUN, CBOE Sun, GY2, that focus on manufacturing renewable energy products. Green Energy Stocks, a platform focusing on companies shaping the green economy, offers a range of communication solutions for businesses looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers.
Study finds most Americans get news from social media. A recent global survey found that social media is now the primary source of news for most Americans, with 54% turning to platforms like Facebook and YouTube for updates. This surpasses TV and news websites. As digital media evolves, the challenge remains in choosing who to trust in a noisy information landscape. Companies like Momo Inc., Momo, are vying for dominance in this space. Billion Dollar Club is a specialized communications platform focusing on top companies, offering access to various wire solutions, syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions to reach a wide audience. Sportradar targets opportunities in Brazil. Sportradar, a leading sports technology company, is seizing new opportunities in Brazil's regulated sports betting market. With the industry projected to more than double in the next 5 years, Sportradar is well positioned to benefit. Through strategic partnerships with major leagues and federations, such as CBF and CBV, the company is actively monitoring betting patterns to protect consumers and ensure integrity. Sportradar's proven playbook for global expansion, as seen in the US, is now being applied in Brazil. The company is also launching its iGaming strategy in the country, leveraging its expertise to help operators reach new clients. With a strong leadership team and a commitment to the region, Sportradar is poised to lead the way in Brazil's evolving betting landscape.
This $13 million biotech has $40 million in Pentagon funding. Here's why. Biomex could be biotech's best-kept secret. Biomex Inc., a biotech company trading at just below a $13 million market cap, has secured $40 million in non-dilutive funding from the U.S. Defense Health Agency. Administered through the Naval Medical Research Command, this Pentagon backing has enabled the company to advance its bacteriophage therapies without typical shareholder dilution. Biomex's recent Phase 2 dance trial results showed statistically significant reductions in ulcer size and significant improvements in ulcer depth and area expansion. With addressable markets of $2.5 billion for diabetic foot infections and $1.6 billion for cystic fibrosis, Biomex's commercial opportunity is vast. Analysts project potential upside of approximately 2,800 to 2,900%, highlighting a significant valuation gap compared to peers like Armada Pharmaceuticals. As Biomex progresses towards Phase 2-3 trials and awaits Phase 2B results, its unique position in addressing both military and civilian needs could make it a key player in combating antibiotic-resistant infections.
ABVC Biopharma CEO Dr. Uttam Patil recognized among elite Indian origin CEOs making global impact in science and technology. ABVC Biopharma CEO Dr. Uttam Patil was recently featured on Biotech Orbit, highlighting his leadership in developing ABV-1504, a botanical antidepressant candidate with no suicidal ideation side effects. This innovative approach could revolutionize the treatment of major depressive disorder. Under Dr. Patil's guidance, ABVC Biopharma aims to lead in the growing global markets for MDD and ADHD treatments, as well as the botanical drug market. With a strong pipeline of drugs and partnerships with renowned research institutions, the company is poised for significant growth and impact in the biopharmaceutical industry.
Vertical IQ and Ignite sales partner to streamline industry intelligence integration for financial institutions. Vertical IQ and Ignite sales have partnered to streamline industry intelligence integration for financial institutions. Vertical IQ's content will be integrated into the Ignite sales engagement platform, making it easier for business banking sales professionals to access valuable industry insights in real time. This collaboration aims to enhance customer interactions and simplify the user experience for financial institution clients. By embedding Vertical IQ content directly into the Ignite platform, bankers can access key industry trends and financial benchmarks without switching between platforms, resulting in more knowledgeable and confident bankers. The integration is currently being rolled out with joint financial institution clients and is expected to be available to all Ignite sales users in Q4 of 2025. Neurobase achieves full compliance with new OTCID basic market requirements. Neurobase AI Ltd., operating as BMP AI, has achieved full compliance with the new OTCID basic market requirements ahead of the July 1, 2025 launch. OTC Markets Group is transitioning its pink current tier to OTCID, a structured market that enhances transparency and trust through required disclosures and verified company profiles. Neurobase AI has completed key initiatives such as subscribing to the OTC Disclosure and News Service, filing current disclosures, and maintaining an updated OTC IQ company profile. CEO Vignesh Dobale emphasized the company's commitment to transparency and governance, ensuring investors can trade confidently. Neurobase AI is now recognized as current and compliant under the OTCID basic market, strengthening its credibility and visibility among broker-dealers and institutional platforms. Top Korea glass bottle manufacturer KC Glass excels in clear glass bottles and perfume glass packages. KC Glass and Materials Co., Ltd., a top Korea glass bottle manufacturer, excels in crafting high-quality clear glass bottles and elegant perfume glass packages. With over 40 years of experience, KC Glass is a trusted supplier for brands in food, beverages, pharmaceuticals, and cosmetics industries. The company's commitment to sustainability and craftsmanship has made it a global leader in Korean glass packaging. KC Glass offers full in-house capabilities from design to production, ensuring quality control and design flexibility. As a sustainable manufacturer, KC Glass operates eco-friendly furnaces and utilizes recycled materials. Known for customization, the company caters to diverse industries with tailored solutions, including cosmetics, beverages, and pharmaceuticals. With ISO 9001 certification and a focus on innovation, KC Glass is poised to lead the industry in premium packaging solutions.
U.S. sourcing heads look to India for CNC machining solutions as global trade shifts continue. U.S. sourcing heads are increasingly turning to India for cost-effective and reliable CNC machining solutions as global trade shifts continue. Rivexa, a digital sourcing marketplace by M Junction Services Limited, a joint venture between Tata Steel and Steel Authority of India Limited, is witnessing a surge in sourcing activity from U.S. procurement professionals. This trend is driven by the need to diversify supply chains and mitigate volatility in traditional manufacturing destinations. India's manufacturing base, with a skilled talent pool, digital infrastructure, and production capabilities, is seen as strategically advantageous. Through frameworks like the U.S.-India Trade Policy Forum, industrial collaborations are encouraged, benefiting sectors like engineering and component manufacturing. Rivexa connects global brands with verified Indian manufacturers for CNC machining services and other industrial processes, offering a streamlined procurement experience.
From Seoul to the World, Byenzo's journey in redefining men's luxury jewelry. Byenzo Jewelry, based in Seoul, is redefining men's luxury jewelry with their platinum men's pendant 3PS 107. Crafted from premium PT950 platinum, this pendant is a legacy piece designed to reflect strength and sophistication. Byenzo's focus on personalization allows customers to engrave meaningful phrases, transforming the pendant into an emotional artifact. The design strikes a balance between boldness and minimalism, appealing to modern men who value subtle power. Despite serving a global clientele, Byenzo's heart remains in Seoul, where each piece is handcrafted with Eastern precision and Western boldness. The 3PS 107 pendant is a lasting testament to craftsmanship, character, and customization, telling the story of the wearer for decades to come.
Dusty Cars, experts in a 1969 Jaguar E-Type appraisal, announces new pursuit of classic Jags for sale. Dusty Cars, a California-based classic car valuation, appraisal, and buying service, is increasing efforts to identify high-value Jaguar vehicles for purchase. The recent 1969 Jaguar E-Type appraisal has sparked interest in classic Jaguars. Owners are encouraged to contact Dusty Cars for a complimentary appraisal or cash offer. Dusty Cars specializes in preserving the value of classic car brands like Jaguar and can provide valuations for various makes and models. Visit their website to learn more about the 1969 Jaguar E-Type appraisal and explore classic car listings. Now may be the perfect time for Jaguar owners to consider selling their classic vehicles.
Aurion Plastic Surgery announces review milestone for liposuction in Beverly Hills, Los Angeles, and West Hollywood. Aurion Plastic Surgery in Beverly Hills, California, has achieved a new milestone with over 80 positive Google reviews for liposuction services. Patients from Los Angeles, West Hollywood, and the greater Los Angeles area have praised the clinic for excellent patient care and phenomenal results. Dr. Ariel Aurion, a double board certified plastic surgeon, expressed gratitude for the community's feedback. The clinic specializes in a variety of plastic surgery procedures for both men and women, including liposuction options for men, such as gynecomastia correction. Individuals interested in liposuction can explore awake liposuction, a local anesthesia option to remain aware during the procedure. Residents in areas like West Los Angeles and West Hollywood may also consider additional cosmetic procedures like an arm lift after liposuction. With a focus on exceptional care and transformative results, Aurion Plastic Surgery continues to help patients achieve their aesthetic goals and enhance self-confidence. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.